This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the HM bonus edition of the Homemade Broadcast for January 26, 2023. Good evening, good morning, or good afternoon, depending on what time of day you're watching this video. With me is Johnny Bell. Johnny, thanks for coming back in.
Oh, hey, man. What's up?
I was just saying, I got myself a nice cup of tea. I know you got your coffees. I got a nice sleepy time tea tonight.
So you're ready to go to bed.
7:30. I'm ready for bed. I don't believe that it's going to make me actually drowsy, but relaxed would be nice. I would like to have a nice relaxing evening. Yeah.
My sleep has not been this jacked up since the pandemic first fired off. Like, I am completely out of whack now. I woke up at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh,
and on vacation. My wife is still asleep. Like, she works midnights. Yeah. But she had to do some sort of a training after she got off work early this morning. So she didn't get home until 10 a.m. because I kind of woke up for a half a second when she came home, and she's still asleep. So she said she was going to wake up early. We had plans tonight. We were going to go out and out to Safety Harbor and check out a musician friend and maybe grab a bite to eat. Maybe pop by, see Tommy and Cindy Bassano. But no, she's still night-night. And I've just been messing around in the home studio here, working on some projects and things. And
making espresso.
I got the Lightning game on now, and I'm talking to you. Yeah.
Making some espressos in the machine.
I have one, but I just tore through an entire bottle of water. I'm trying to hydrate.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. You know, I didn't know I was watching Joe Rogan the other day, which I don't usually do unless it's somebody that I actually care about.
Same.
Which is very few, like 10% of his episodes maybe I would consider watching. I don't know, MMA people, I don't really care about any of that stuff. Very passively enjoy that sort of stuff. But they were saying that coffee... And I forget what episode it was. I think it was Joe Rogan. That it actually counts for your water consumption.
I'm sure.
But I thought it was a diuretic and it made you pee. So it wouldn't really count. But I guess it counts to your nutritional water intake for the day.
I mean, so water's a diuretic. I mean, you drink water, you pee.
Yeah, if you want to do that logic, sure. But I mean,
I would argue that water makes me pee more than coffee. Like, when I drink water, the pee goes, boy. Like, it's going.
Yeah. I mean, caffeine, though, is the additive in it that kind of acts as a diuretic, whereas it's the liquid itself would be any liquid you put in your body, you're going to expel.
Coffee's more of a laxative in my case. You know, like, it really helps my function. You know, I start the day off with the coffee. The coffee goes to my brain. My brain tells my colon that coffee has been added to the equation. And then the colon goes, all right, I guess I could shift gears now. We could take care of that little issue. And then boom, everything starts working. We're cranking.
Does that happen for you if you have a cold coffee?
Oh, yeah. Any coffee.
Oh, really? Because I don't have that issue with if I have like an iced coffee. But if I have a hot coffee, just a plain black hot coffee. Yeah. It's yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Warm liquids tend to loosen things up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hopefully not tonight. I wanted to talk to you about the other night when we were in studio, you're like, dude, have you seen this thing, ChatGPT? You were very excited about it. And, I've heard of this a little bit, but I didn't really, I actually played with it the other day. But tell us what ChatGPT is.
Well, it's exciting, but it's scary as hell all at the same time. Let me just say that right out the gate. I'm scared to death of this technology, but I'm also super excited to mess around with it. Right now, it's there's a website, OpenAI, and it has all kinds of artificial intelligence and things that you can use And one of them is ChatGPT, which is in the trial kind of testing phase. So it's free and you can kind of mess with it, but they're already working on the ChatGPT-3 and ChatGPT-4 and all that. And the scary part is this thing is going to get more and more intelligent. It's going to get to the point where you're not going to be able to tell the difference between real and not real. It's already so good that people are using it, you know, basically to do the work for them in a lot of capacities. It's not plagiarism, but it's not original either. So I want to use it, but I don't want to use it to that extent. I want to use it to help me out with certain things, but not to replace my original thoughts.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. The scary part is I think, you know, weaker minded people are probably just going to say, you know what? I'd rather the robot think for me. I don't want to think. I just want to put food in my mouth and sleep and poop and let this thing work for me, to the point where they're not really going to have their own consciousness and their own soul at some point. And the scary, scary part is, and it really looks like in the next few years, the machines are going to outpace us, period. Like, in every aspect. They're already doing it in some ways, but I can see in a few years, in a lot of the, you know, the smarter folks that are having these long discussions about AI, they're kind of echoing this. Not that I'm putting myself on the same plane, I'm just learning from what I'm researching, but they're kind of echoing the same thoughts that we're really, and Elon Musk was probably the first one publicly to do this, but we're really kind of, we're flirting with disaster in a way, because we're going to get to the point where the machines are, they don't need us anymore, you know? Yeah,
become obsolete. That's what Elon said his motivation was for the Neuralink thing, where you put a chip in your brain so it can kind of keep up with artificial intelligence. The ChatGPT thing can do a lot. It can do things like, even programmers are using ChatGPT if they're stuck on some sort of bug in their code.
It can code for you.
It can write code, and it does it pretty effectively. It can write, you know, you could. I think I saw something about write a Kurt Vile song, and it's the lyrics look a lot like something that Kurt Vile would do. You sure you could do it with Taylor Swift? Anybody it, really?
I saw one the other day. It wrote a rap in the style of Drake, and I swear, when you read the lyrics, if you had any kind of, you know, musical ability, and you can recite those lyrics, I mean, and you do have to go through and adjust a few things here and there after you read it, after you know you proofread it, you might, you know, maybe some of the rhymes don't fit in rhythmically, you know, and you may have to go in and kind of adjust a little bit, but you really don't have to do a lot. You really don't. And I saw this rap in it, and you would think that Drake wrote it down, and it was nuts. And then you don't even have to rap it. You can have ChatGPT write a rap. Then you can go and get AI voiceover software to recite the rap. Then you can get an AI beat maker to make the beats and the music, and you could just sit there and do nothing. Mm-hmm. And let AI do all of it. And then guess what? There's an AI program that will send it all out to every social media outlet. There's an AI program that will contact bookers for you. They have already at this point so many tools that are artificial that if you have half a brain, you can learn how to use them and really let this thing do most of the work. It's scary.
That was kind of the thing for a long time too, was that, yeah, it's going to be able to do like technical things, but it's not going to be able to do art. And it seems like it does pretty good art too. Now it's not, in my opinion, I've seen some of the things it's created. This ChatGPT is part of this OpenAI company, valued at something like $30 billion already. Microsoft's trying to get its hands on it. Facebook, they're all trying to buy up Google. It's going to put Google out of business with at least its search engine technology, because it does everything. You could just ask for a recipe and it'll tell you the perfect recipe for how to make a baked potato.
I have it pulled up right now, Will. Anything you need, I can ask it. It's really crazy. And one of the things that it's helping me with right now, I'm not asking it to write me jokes, right, for stand up, but I'm asking about certain things within a concept that I have, like a bit idea. And it will throw out all these different things. Like I'm writing a joke right now and I put it up on my reel and I put up just my idea of the joke on pretty much all my social media because I thought it was funny and I thought it was relatable about guys using their wives or their girlfriends' body wash or feminine products. You know, am I the only one that does it? Because I think it's something that a lot of people do and it's relatable and funny. And I didn't ask AI to write the joke for me. I already had the idea, but I asked it to throw me out some ideas of some names of women's body washes because I was like, I don't know all the names. So it threw me 50 different body wash names. I didn't use any of the ones that they gave me, but it just kind of opened up my mind and made me start thinking about names of body washes. And it's just one of those things. It's like having a comedy writing group without having a comedy writing group, because sometimes I need to bounce off of somebody, whether it's you in the studio or another comedian, or sometimes even my wife. Like, I don't even need anybody now. I can just bounce off of AI and it will help me write comedy. It's nuts. Yeah. It's absolutely nuts. But if I wanted to write me a bit, it will write me a bit. And I thought about doing that as a bit, like saying, okay, this joke was written by AI and just doing a whole 10-minute set off AI, but let people know that's what it is. It might be fun. It might be interesting. It might scare the hell out of people. Who knows?
The possibilities are endless with this thing. And, you know, you brought it up kind of a little bit ago with students using this tool. And I wanted to show this video and talk about this story here. Let's get it full in, full tilt so that everybody can see it. University of Tampa faculty weighs in on potential action against students using popular AI chatbot, which is, of course, ChatGPT. Let's watch this vid.
There is growing concern in schools across the country involving new artificial intelligence technology that answers questions and can produce 100-word essays in seconds.
Now, already several school districts have banned it, concerned some students might use it to cheat. Fox 13's Matthew McCullen is here live in our newsroom to tell us about ChatGPT. And you said before we went to break that a college has come out about this?
Yeah, we have. We've just heard from a Tampa university. I'll get to what they're telling us in just a second. But first, I just want to show you how easy this is. All it takes is a simple prompt in the search bar here. It can come up with anything. So here I've got, what are some creative Valentine's Day ideas? Okay. And then within seconds, ChatGPT begins giving me plan a surprise getaway, home cooked dinner. What's number three? Movie night. So this is kind of just a snapshot of what this new tool is capable of doing. And one data science professor describes ChatGPT as a chatbot like what you might have interacted with for customer service online, but much more advanced. It can write computer code or an original essay about Alan Turing, which might be problematic in the educational sphere. It can also run math calculations and show its work. It can pass some difficult tests, including the bar exam and medical licensing exam. And we're hearing growing concerns this morning that students could use ChatGPT and similar programs to cheat. And that is why some school districts are now blocking this tool. The Los Angeles Unified District blocks student access to it. New York City and districts in Maryland, Virginia, and Alabama have done the same. And right now, we're working to find out whether Tampa Bay universities and school districts are taking similar measures. More on that in a second. And you can ask any student these days, and most will tell you they know somebody who has used ChatGPT to write a paper or help with homework.
I guess it's just interesting in like this day and age to like see like how far technology has progressed and like the lengths that people do to just not write the essay.
I definitely think professors will get smarter about it and, you know, like you maybe use harder questions, but I don't know. In the end, the professors know there's a lot of resources to plagiarism, I guess.
Researchers are already at work to detect cheating with ChatGPT. Its makers are working on techniques to watermark what it writes. And while its writing may not always be recognizable to humans, other artificial intelligence may be able to notice. And I told Walter here, Fox 13 News, just getting our first response to our questions this morning from a local university. A University of Tampa spokesman just in the past few minutes telling me UT faculty are talking about this technology and how to deal with it. And UT Center for Teaching and Learning is hosting discussions this semester. He goes on to say, of course, it is already the case that submitting work that is not one's own, regardless of source, is a violation of UT's academic integrity policy. And as we come back out here live, an open source tech startup, Walter, called OpenAI launched ChatGPT last November. And tech experts right now are saying that folks in academia, folks at universities and school districts should be prepared, need to be ready for more software like this to come onto the scene and for it to only get more sophisticated and more difficult to detect. Walter?
I'm sure they have to be on their yeah. toes at all times.
I mean, I know that the watermarking text thing, I mean, that could work, but I think it's just going to be kids going back to writing exams with pens and paper. It's just going to be the old school, you know, pen and paper way.
The watermarking's not going to work. Look, it's over. Okay, it's over. I'm sorry, but they're not going to be able to stop this. You can copy and paste, put into a Word doc. There's already AI technology that will go in and rearrange the wording so that it doesn't get picked up on these plagiarism detection sites. They've already thought of it, okay? These kids, they're smarter than the professors. And in my opinion, and you may agree, you went to college, I think most professors aren't as smart as they act. I think they're faking it all the time. Look, the pandemic has shown like how these smart people aren't as smart as they think they are. They're guessing all the time. I think it's over. I really do. I think there's no way to stop this technology. You know, people are going to get degrees using AI, and good, because the people that got degrees not using AI 30 years ago, they're not that much smarter. So whatever. I don't see how you're going to stop this thing. I really don't. These colleges, oh, we're blocking it. No, you're not. They'll find a way around it. These kids are smart. These kids are smart. 20-year-olds are smarter than us.
Even if you have to take a pen and write down what ChatGPT says, it's still mm-hmm. easier than doing your assignment. But
what, you don't have to take a pen, Will. You just take, these kids don't know how to write with pens. You just take your iPad, bing bong, you voice the text, and you just read it right off the screen into a doc in your iPad, and boom, you're done. They're smart. I'm 50 and I already figured it out. So you think a 20-year-old isn't 10 steps ahead of these professors? Of course they are. It's over.
Yeah. I feel like Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park, where like what was that famous quote that he had? Like we knew that we could, but didn't know if we should or something.
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of it either, exactly, but yeah.
But yeah. So there's other things too. Like I brought up like art with it now that's making, I remember talking with Anna about this years ago, that they were going to do a talk show with AI, maybe not sure. like a comedy show or something like that, but definitely a news type show on a news talk station. They could make AI personalities input whatever news of the day is, tell them to have a conversation with each other, and it would probably be the number one show in the country. You know, that make it a little funny. Don't be too, you know, you can put all these parameters in on it. And eventually that's probably going to happen, because just like anywhere else, they're trying to cut costs. You know, you can make, I know that there's Instagram influencers that are AI that aren't even real, but they have, you know, million followers and, you know, advertise products. People don't even realize that they're AI. So there's
I thought about this, Will. Sorry, I didn't mean to jump on you, but I didn't want to lose my train of thought. But I thought about what you were just saying about an hour ago, and I was watching news, local news, and I thought about that. I said, they don't need, right now, we don't even need news anchors anymore. We don't need weather people anymore. And I'm not saying this because I want that to happen, because I'm personally friends with a lot of our local news folks. I like them a lot, but we don't need them. They can create, right now, AI fake people that look like real people that can sit behind a desk, and they don't even need like real news stories coming in. They can create their own version of the news just by having the AI look over Twitter for 5 seconds, and they can pop right on and give you what's trending, what's the latest news, everything else. And you don't need it. You don't need Haley Hines. Sorry, Haley, you're gorgeous. You do a great job. They don't need you anymore. They don't need you, Chris Cato. They don't need any of these folks. Sorry. Sorry, Mark Wilson, you're great. But you know, they can create all of this and just do the news, and they can just grab it. The AI is so good. I read somewhere today that, you know, when I was kind of researching more of this, that the New York Times is considering using AI to write their articles now, and they can do it just by going to Twitter and soaking up a little bit of info into the program, and then boom, write an article. They're already going to thinking about replacing human beings at the New York Times. So it's crazy, dude. I don't think we're like close to doing that. I think we could do it today.
Well, it did happen today. Here you go. Oh, BuzzFeed, there you go. To use OpenAI technology to create content. Yeah. So they are going to, I wanted to make sure it wasn't covered up here. There it says open online media company BuzzFeed plans to use artificial intelligence powered by OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, to help generate content. In a memo distributed to BuzzFeed staff on Thursday and obtained by CBS MoneyWatch, CEO Jonah Peretti said that AI will play an increasingly large role in the company's operations. Specifically, it plans to use the technology to move beyond curation and help create personality quizzes that ask users to generate text write-ups based on their responses. He said that AI will assist workers to enhance their content, but he says, to be clear, we see the breakthroughs in AI opening up a new era of creativity that will allow humans to harness creativity in new ways with endless opportunities and applications for good.
This is blowing my mind, because this is exactly what I said at the beginning of the show, how I want to use AI. I have no problem with BuzzFeed using it that way. That's how I want to use it, to kind of as a tool to help me, you know, kind of bring out what my brain is already doing, you know. But if it just replaces people, that's the scary part. Now, is that the slippery slope here? Is that what BuzzFeed is kind of testing? Who knows?
Oh, it will. It will 100%. And they say they're going to use it this way, but frankly, they're probably just going to verbatim ask it to write a news story about this event that happened, and it has all the access to everything online. And I mean, why wouldn't you? And some people would say, and even myself included, well, that's good, because it's going to get rid of bias by a lot of these reporters. You're just going to have, it's a computer. You know, what is it? It doesn't really have a bias. It's a computer. But somebody programs OpenAI, and they apparently have a bias. Now, I have this story now, Johnny, from, let's see, let me pull it up. I'm my own producer here, so I got to share the screen, go through the motions. Boom! And this is from The Decoder. ChatGPT has a left-wing bias, according to this study. So, and it's scary because, you know, we're going to be using these things. Obviously, you can't put the genie back in the bottle. And I think it's going to put a lot of these journalists out of business. But also, you know, there was that learn to code thing where they were telling journalists to learn how to code. Remember, they were getting thrown off Twitter for that. Guess what? Right. They will learn how to code this thing and use it to their advantage. Use it to convey a certain point of view. Off the top of my head, it goes to guess what? Trans women are real women. Look, the AI is even saying it. You're arguing with a computer, dummy. It says it right here. This is the ultimate thing. And then that's hard to argue with, right? I mean, if the computer says it and it's just non-bias, then I guess you're right. And I can't really argue with you anymore.
It's crazy, man. Yeah, it's nuts. But you know what? What are you going to do? You can't stop it. So I say just ride the wave, man. I'm trying to find ways to use this for monetary gain for myself. I'm looking into using AI in my social media. I'm looking into using AI in my YouTube channels and things like that. And if I can use it as a tool to help me, then that's what I'm going to do. My thing is I'm very mindful not to let this thing take away my personality, my creativity, things like that. I want me to be me. And if I see myself slipping into a realm to where I'm letting AI voice my own, like my opinions and it's not my opinions, I'll burn this crap to the ground. I won't use it anymore. But, you know, it's just one of these things, man. We've been rolling with the punches our entire lives. You know, we're old enough to remember before cell phones and before social media and before a lot of things that we use so much today, more than we ever used before. And we're still here. We're still functioning. This is just another step in the progression, and a big one, like a really big one. And we have to learn to live with it. We can't buck against it. We can't act like it doesn't exist. We just have to, roll with it. And
it's here.
Hope that it doesn't kill everybody. Genie, you know,
the genie's out of the bottle now. In this case, maybe a real genie. So you said you have it pulled up, right?
Yeah, man. What do you want me to ask it? Cause I already did a couple of things. Like one of the things I want to do for our show that I thought would be funny is do like an AI movie review for our show or a TV review. And I'm thinking about starting a YouTube channel, and I hope nobody's listening to this and steals my idea before I launch it. But I want to start a YouTube channel called reviews of things I haven't seen. And I'm going to be completely transparent. Like, this is a review of things I haven't seen that's been given to me by AI. So, you know, so that's, I'm going to kind of enhance it and add my own wording to it. But AI will give you, like, last night, the first thing I searched because I finally got this software last night, because there was it crashed for a little while because so many people were downloading it that they had to take a couple days off. So I finally got on, and I asked, and I'm trying to pull this up here because I have a history. Let me see if I can get it. It's not letting me. Hold on. Maybe I got to re-log in. It's been open all night long. It's just been listening to me sleep and processing my snores and everything else. So, by the way, I think the lightning are up 2-0 now. Okay. So I asked AI, because I've never seen the show Yellowstone, right? Everybody's like, watch Yellowstone, watch Yellowstone. And we've talked about it on air. It's one of those things where when somebody tells you to do something enough, you just resent them and you don't want to watch it. Cause I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to watch Yellowstone. Go to hell. I'm not doing it. So I asked AI to give me a funny review of Yellowstone. And this is what it gave me. It gave me a quick, funny review. And this sounds like a real person. Here's what it said. This is from ChatGPT. Yellowstone is like a soap opera on steroids, but with cowboys instead of housewives. The plot twists are wilder than a rodeo bull, and acting is just as intense. If you're looking for a show that will make you laugh, cry, and say, what the hey, then Yellowstone is the one for you. I highly recommend it. Unless you're a vegetarian, then it might not be your cup of tea.
That's pretty good.
That's a computer.
Yeah.
Doing it.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds good enough. What about ask it what its favorite, if it has a favorite podcast?
Oh, okay. Let me see.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could just ask it stuff like, let me see.
Try.
All right, let me go to a new chat here. Bing. Okay, what is your favorite podcast? You think it's not going to be Joe Rogan, right?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be like NPR.
APT is responding. It says, as an AI, I do not have the ability to have preference or favorites. However, there are many popular podcasts across a variety of genres and topics, such as This American Life, Serial, Radiolab, Stuff You Should Know, and How Stuff Works.
NPR.
Some popular podcast platforms include Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Yep.
NPR, nailed it. Okay. Ask it to write a prompt. Well, let's see. How would I say it? Write a poem about Donald Trump.
Okay.
Former President Donnie Trumpy.
Oh, man. I don't want to get kicked off this program. They're like, we see what you're doing. Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
It's already spitting it out. Donald Trump, with his hair so fair, a businessman, a millionaire. He rose to fame, a household name, with speechless bold and claims so grand. He ran for president, a long shot bid, but won the race with promises unbridled to build a wall and make America great. His supporters cheered as he sealed his fate. His term was filled with tweets and scandal, but also jobs and economic expansion. Mm-hmm. Love him or hate him, he made his mark, a polarizing figure in the eyes of the dark. But now his time in office is through. A new chapter begins with a different hue. Donald Trump, a name we won't forget. Hold please. A legacy that will be debated and met with regret. That's the
point. That's interesting.
Seems a bit negative and dark. I would say 20% positive, 80% negative.
All right, let's do Joe Biden.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, let's see. Dude, this thing is amazing. It just spit out a poem just like that.
And it wasn't great. It was about 90%, though. I mean, it had some words that were like, oh, it's not a rhyming word. But
Right. But some poems don't always rhyme, you know?
So, that one did, though.
You ready for Biden?
I'm ready.
Joe Biden, a man of the people, a leader with heart and a vision so simple. God, this is biased. A lifelong politician who tells tales to tell of struggles and triumphs in the halls of power and hell. He rose to fame as the vice president under Obama in a partnership so pleasant. They worked to bring hope and change the nation and left a legacy of inspiration. He ran again in the year of 2020 with a message of unity and will to win. He faced challenges and overcame the test to become the president and pass the test. Okay, you rhyme test with test. Now he sits in the White House with a heavy load, gross, to bring back normalcy and heal the nation's woes. Joe Biden, a leader for the ages. A steady hand in trying and uncertain times and stages. It's a tough job, but he's up for the task to lead America in a new and better mask.
Wow. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah. Stay away from politics on ChatGPT, folks.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't get into any sort of climate change or, you know, the election or anything like that. It doesn't.
It is clearly biased. So, I mean, look, if that's your cup of tea.
I'm telling you, that's a scary thing. It's going to be hard to argue with a computer. It's AI. Yeah. It's a computer, but somebody's, you know, programming the computer, at least right now. Johnny, it was a pleasure to speak with you this evening. I hope to do it again tomorrow, which we will. Johnny B Show live tomorrow, 8 p.m. You're going to be there, right?
I got to be honest with you. I am not Johnny B. I was actually created by AI. Johnny is still asleep.
Well, that's adequate. That'll work. You can plug in manually tomorrow. That's fine.
Yeah, we will be there tomorrow. 102.5 The Bone. Real life people. Not artificial intelligence. Not intelligence at all. Just Johnny B. and Will Koontz.
That's it. All right, Johnny. See you tomorrow, man. Thank you.
Later, pal.
There he goes. Yep, that's it. That's the HM bonus edition, January 26, 2023. I sent a few more stickers out. Got a few more right here. I think I'm on my last one, two, three, four, five. Five left. Home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter, HMB Radio on Facebook, thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. You can leave a voicemail, text message, anything like that, 813-693-2124. I'm going to go finish my sleepy time tea. And watch vids online, chat with ChatGPT. Go into the computer. See you in hell.